In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday in Beba. And we will see for all the Sundays that we have, the first month on Sunday, on all the four Sundays, the first month and two, we will talk only about the Father's, the dominion of the Father. Then late, the 8th month, we will talk about the dominion of the Son. Then the last 3-4 months, we will talk about the Holy Spirit. Then now we are talking all the time, we are talking about the dominion of the Son. And one of the great miracle of today, when Jesus Christ, he said to Peter, throw the net. But we have to go again, we have to go through the story and what happened exactly. We have to know exactly to know, like we can read between, we can say with between the lines. Let's start from the beginning. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, he was outside, like he was preaching all the people. And he tried to preach, and there is a pressure from all the people outside because they have a problem, like there's a lot of people. And this is exactly Jesus Christ, when he go anywhere, the people follow him. And he couldn't do anything. He tried to find a place. He couldn't find anywhere. Then he found 2 boats. Yeah, Peter. You know him very well, Simon. Can I take your boat? I wanted to go inside your boat. Think about, I will stop here a little bit. Simon Peter, what is the circumstances to know? What happened, Peter, who was just came back from all the night without catching or fishing anything? The boat is empty. He was thinking about his failure. I have no fish. When I go back to my home, I can't find anything to sell it. And my wife will ask also too, where is the money? And I will tell her, I don't know. I have nothing. He was thinking about what happened and what is the future. And then Jesus Christ said, like, can I take your boat, please? Like, I wanted to preach the people. Like, I was like, if I'm like in position and St. Peter shoes, I would say, please. Ana arfan min wahdi, ana ta'ban. This is what I will say to Jesus. But it's a little bit different. Peter said, okay, why? Because Peter, he already listened about Jesus Christ before, and he didn't follow him 100%, but he tried when he saw Jesus Christ, for example, he tried to go and sit down and listen and go back to his work. Then a little bit, he had a little bit faith. That's why we talk today about growing in faith. We will talk about the process of faith. Then the process of faith is first, the first level is I'm listening, but the word of God didn't enter inside me. Still outside, like, okay, I'm listening and go back to my work. I'm listening, I'm going back to my home. I'm listening, but I'm not acting. I'm not practice what I'm listening to. This is exactly what the first level of the faith of Peter. Only listening. And when Jesus Christ said, okay, I need your boat. I wanted to preach all the people. He said, okay. Okay, let's go. I'm cleaning my net now, and you can take my boat now, and I'm inside the boat already, and preach to the people. And while he was talking, for sure, Peter, he was listening to the word of God, but at the same time, he was thinking about the problem that and the issue that he has at the same time. Then the word didn't go inside him yet until now. He's listening, but not 100%. It's 50%. But suddenly, Jesus Christ said, you know what? We will read it all together. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And he said, Simon like answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Like he said, like, Jesus, what you said? I have to go to the deep and I have to launch out to the deep my net to catch what? I am a professional as a fisherman. In his mind also too. We have to think what Peter was thinking about that. He's already failed all the night. And he knows as a fisherman, as a professional fisherman, that he can't do that now. Still, the word of God didn't enter to Peter until now. And he said, what I have to do? And all the night, I'm as a professional, I can't catch any fish. Starting now the transformation a little bit. Now starting 60%. And he said, Master, we have taught all the night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. When I will say to Christ, I will let down your word. The problem that I'm taking, I'm coming to the church, I'm reading the Bible, I'm praying, but the problem, I'm not letting down the word of God inside me. It's only superficial, only from outside. I'm not thinking deep with the word of God. I'm not living the word of God inside. I'm not living this word. I'm not also let the word live inside me. It's totally different. Then starting 60% the faith, a little bit, he was listening to Jesus Christ in the boat all the time. All the time he was listening, but he didn't get anything until Jesus Christ said, hey, awake. Let down your nets for catch. He said, like, okay, it's your word. Your word. Now I will let your word go inside me. This is exactly, we listen to the gospel every Sunday and we go back to home. If the word let down inside my heart and working inside, I'm thinking about what I listen to the gospel, the pollen, St. Paul said, St. Peter, whatever, what we read in during the day. I'm going back to home and open, for example, the readings and back and like try to review all the readings of today. Every day I open the Bible and try to like to read even a chapter or small part from the chapter. And I try to meditate a little bit, live what Jesus Christ said in the gospel, in the Bible, or not. This is what exactly Jesus Christ said to Simon. Hey, no, let down the net. Then let down this one. Then starting for the miracle, it is not the fish. The miracle is the transformation of the soul of Peter or Simon. Then if I let the word of God go inside me, inside my heart, and this is by thinking. If we are working all. When I was, for example, even now I'm or before as engineer, if I have a project and I have to study this project, I have to read word by word. I have to know exactly what they want from this project. And we are doing every whatever your work, your job, engineer, pharmacist, whatever you are working very well and very precise, and you focus in every word it's written. For example, if you are a doctor, for sure, like you have to be sure that what you are right, what you were right as a prescription, and you were listening to who is like sick. Then we focus on everything, but. And we go to God When we open the Bible, no, we have no time to focus in the Word. We can't let down the net. We can't let down the Word of God inside me. This is the first thing, that if I let the Word of God go inside me and work, and I meditate, and I'm thinking about why Jesus Christ said that, what in the Bible is written that, I have to search, I open even the old explanation, everything. I let the Word of God go inside me, and I live with the Word of God. What happened? What happened for Simon? The transformation. And he said, you didn't notice that. He said in first, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, it means like a teacher. Like, yeah, until now you are a teacher. By the end of the miracle, let's go. And he said, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. It's a transformation from as a teacher, Jesus Christ, but now he's my Lord. My God, this is a different. When I try to let the Word of God go inside me, in Hebrews 3:15, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart as in rebellion and the rebellion. Ezekiel 11:19, He said, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them an heart of flesh. Then he will change. Then the transformation from Ezekiel 11:19, he said that I will transform your heart from the stone heart to a flesh heart. This is exactly the transformation of when I let the Word of God go inside me. Another point we meditate today. This is first things. The Word go inside Peter and transform him to another person. And he said, my Lord, not my master. Then after that also too, there's a problem. You can imagine that he was inside an issue, a trouble. He have no fish, no money. He'll go back to home with nothing. But he said, you know what? I will let Jesus Christ go inside my boat. If Peter had not failed to catch anything during the night fishing, he would not have caught anything during the day. Then if I fail in anything, then I have only the bottom of God to go. And I cry. I'm a failure. And it's only the refuge that I want to go. I will go and ask him, please, can you help me in that? I can't to do anything. This is exactly. Then, if I am a failure, if I have a problem, if I have an issue, let Jesus Christ inside you, be with you. What else? What we can... He said, okay, go and... He said exactly, and go... And let down your net for a catch. What is that? Then the first level of faith, it's a small thing. It's I will let the Word of God go inside me. Then I will preach. He said, like, you will let down your net also too. You will go outside the church, outside your room, and you will preach the Word of God. Not only by word. I will tell you an example yesterday when we go for homeless. And we distribute all the food outside. One of the homeless said, thank you because you, as all the people there, you draw the happiness on our face. And thank God for everything. He thanked God because he saw Jesus Christ. This is exactly what we're doing. If I'm coming to the church and I'm saying, yeah, I love the poor, and I'm praying for the poor, and I'm not doing anything, I'm not practicing, this is not the right, then I didn't let down the Word of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, go inside me. then number one, I have to let the power and the word of God go inside me to change, and I will transform. Number two, if I am a failure, if I have a problem, I will let Jesus Christ go inside my boat. This is only the refuge. Number three, I have to know that how to practice the word of God also too. I will let down the net. I will go outside and preach. Not by word only, even by my acts too. And Jesus Christ said, you know what? Like he said, I wanted to explain, like he's only say fishing. In Arabic, it's like a fishing. But actually, it's a different word because he said, the fisherman for fish. But actually, Jesus Christ said, you will catch the men. You will catch. Then the difference between fish and fishing and catching, it's totally different because fishing, I will take the fish from the life to the death. But we, because we are inheriting the same job of from the apostles, we will catch the people from the death to the life. Fishing is catching. Fishing is from the fish from the life to the death. But when I'm going and preaching, I'm catching the people from the death to the life. It's totally different. And finally, now he knows very well, he have a power, he have a level of faith, he grew up in the faith, and he knows exactly that he will have to let down the net. He had to preach also too, and I will give you a small example, or not example, sorry, a symbol. Why there is a two boats and at the same time. One of the fathers said, St. John Chrysostom said, he said that the two boats, it's like a symbol of the Old and New Testament. The apostles can't preach the word of God without the prophesies, without the Old Testament. All the Old Testament is preparing for Jesus Christ. That's why two boat. And finally, I will tell you a story. It's from the ancient India. There is a kid named Sini, and he had a dream that someone came to him, like an angel came to him, and he said to him, you know what? You go outside the town and you will find a saint. Tell him, can you give me the stone? And this is will give you the wealth. And he wake up and he said, yeah, I have to go. I have to take this stone. I have to know where it is exactly. I have to have all the wealth. The prosperity. And he ran to find this saint. And he find him. And he said, like, okay, where is the stone? He said, what about the stone? What are you talking about? He said, no, I had a dream that an angel came to me and he said that there is a saint outside the town and he has a big stone and please take it from him because you will be very rich. And the saint said, yes, yes, I know. And he opened his bag and he gave him a big diamond. And this youth or kid, he was like, oh, wow. I have all this diamond. It's the biggest diamond in the world. What I have to do by that? But he went back to home and he was looking to the diamond and he was looking for that and up and down and oh my God. And in the morning, he ran to find the saint. He was walking outside. He was going to anywhere. Like he stopped him. No, whoa, whoa, stop. Like what? What do you want? What do you need more? I give you the stone. I give you the diamond. I give you everything. No, can you give me the wealth that you let you push you to give me the stone? He had another wealth. This saint had another wealth in his life that he let all the diamond go. This is exactly what happened with Peter, Simon. He finally, he became a rich. He had a lot of fish. He can go now and sell all the fish and everything. He will be a rich man. But what he said? I don't care about anything. The wealth is with you. If we are searching for the to be rich, if we are searching for money, if we are searching for possessions, it's not enough. No. And it also not fulfill our requirements, as we say. And we will still working and searching and looking and seeking and in the circle. But if I'm only asking the wealth from God, I will be very rich. What Peter did, he said, okay, I will follow you. I will leave everything. Hey, what about the fish that you just catch it now? Or that you caught? No, I don't care about all of that. What happened? I let the net down inside me. I let the word of God go inside me. That's why I will leave everything. This is exactly the miracle, the transformation. When I come to the church here, when I open the Bible and in my home, in my room, when I pray, I raise my heart, I raise my hands, I raise my eyes, I have to be transformed. I have to be like Peter said, not master. No, I have to say Lord. And finally, I will say, I don't care about anything. I feel very happy when I am with you, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Epi prosevki stasite
Ezmoer ne pa
O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by your widows of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of even until death. And make us all worthy our master to greet one another with the holy kin, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Jesus Christ our Lord.
بعدكم بعد بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدموا على هذا الرسم قفوا بخوف ورعدة ولا شرق انظروا انصت
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and
right. Aksiyun kazikaun O you who are merciful, Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne, of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangel, the principality, through the dominion, and the power.
And look towards the east.
You are here on who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
بالحق قتي والرب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا وصيتك بالرواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونوفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وضلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم تجسد وتناس وعلمنا طرق الخلاص وانعم لنا بالميلاد الفوقاني الذي من الماء والروح اجعلنا شعبا مجتمعا وصيرنا اطهارا بروحك القدوس هذا الذي احب خاصته الذين في العالم وسلم ذاته فداء عنا الى الموت الذي تملك علينا هذا الذي كنا ممسكين به مبيعين من قبل خطايانا نزل إلى الجحيم من قبل الصليب صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد جناحو أعمالك
برحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
أفقدنا عن آخرين فعلشتي أمستريون أنت تيمت أف سبيس أف تشغار أتي في أف مو خايب عنخم بيكون مص
استيبون
ان اوئك اجن بجي قث اوابنا تعطشني اوانا الثليب او قم كاريون وغين رفتا أنخو
نعتي شفاعي بخنوم اسمي
Afganistan sho Efemarok fetefuf efnoti vioti efiot efnoti o efni den te onni den etof shepegemon Afes moeros Af en agiezine muf Auf tief in den Ofen Ageus Matitis, O ein Apostolus et Omeb, Evgoemot, Tek, eat of it all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Pairiti on pike afot menin sampidipnon Auf tot fevolchen o erfenem oma o und auf schepe gemut. Auf ens moeros. Auf en agi zine mof. Tief und in jeden Rufen Ageus Matitis O er Apostolus et Oeb Evego Emus Take, drink of it all of you For this is my blood of the new covenant Which shall be shed for you and for many To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me. مرة تأكلون فيها من هذا الخبز وتشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي
آمين آمين آمين
فيما نحن أيضا نصعد كرالهم المقدسة قيمة من الأموات وصعود إلى السماء تجلوس عن يمينك أيها الآب الظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورهبة
نسبح نبارك نخدم يا رب ونسجد
Bei euch gemeinen Tief einfen so, mein Frohe Winter. Bei Afod de Onenis no Fiftaiut. In teti dien thiki in veni entra.
Kepan intinati amin.
Atalina firatil khataya hayantan abadiyya likul man yatanawal minhu.
Ya Rabbu Raham, Ya Rabbu Raham, Ya Rabbu Raham.
Make us all worthy, O Master, to partake of your holy and the perfection of our souls, our bodies, our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have bless you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
For the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of God.
These which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba Ambatavadros II.
Pray for our High Priest, Papa Avatavadros II, Pope, Patriarch, and High Priest of the great city of Alexandria, and for our Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who are to define the word of truth, with him grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumens, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة شعبك كل مؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours and in every place, and in every monastery for our Orthodox fathers. And all who dwell therein, God fain, greatly accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the sea, the herb, and the plant, all the field is here. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
أسعد هاك مقدار عنك نعمتك فرح وقل أهار ليرمح أرثها ولتكتر أثمارها أعدها للزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب دبر حياتنا كما يليق بارك إكليل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كل نحن الذين ونرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abandon every good deed. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought into this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought.
Lord,
this, O Lord, is a command of your only begotten Son that we share in commemoration of you, our sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have led in the beginning our holy fathers, the patriarch, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the evangelist, the martyr, the confessors, and all the spirits who of the righteous who consummate in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the firm of Peter Martyr, Saint Stephen, the deacon, the pro martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr. The patriarch, the Rioch, the discourse, and as an apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and high priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, Saint Felix, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Peter, Saint Gregory, the Salesian, Saint Gregory, the wonder worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sicilian and Nicaea, the 150 Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus, our righteous father, the great Ab Antony, the righteous Abba Paul, the three Saint Abba Macari, and all their children, the cross bearers. Our father Abba John the Higamin, our righteous father Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good and our patriarch Baba Ambakir Luz and sings and our Shiz Yakun Habib Gains and all the choir of your sons, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs, who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessings be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. هؤلاء كل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا اسمهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في فكر أحد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك رفعت ناجي شرين فوزي أمين يوقي معطي ناجي أمين رفائيل تفضل ربنا أنفسهم جميعا في أحضان بين القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضر على مرة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسين Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken report in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith. And grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto the ages of the ages. Amen.
واهدنا يا رب إلى لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء تمجد ويتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب الروح القدوس بركة وسلام لجميعكم
فلنشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه جعلنا لنا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. هو أيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وإصعاد أسرارك الإلهية غير الميتة.
آمين آمين. بروس بكساستي
في الطيور
نمك اسنو في الطيور
انت بفخنستوس انجي في بانتو كراتور شوي سبنوتي.
امين امين. برو سبك ساستي
كن أنت يا المسيح وإلهنا ضابط الكل مخلص كنيستك يا الكلمة المتجسد الذي من قبل تجسدك عن المدرك أعددت لنا خبزا سمائيا جسدك المقدس. هذا سري والمقدس في كل شيء. مزجت لنا كأسا من كرمة حقيقية التي هي جنبك الإلهي غير الدنس. هذا الذي من بعد أن سلمت الروح فاض لنا منه دم وماء هذان الصائران طهران لكل العالم.
ليسون كيريا ليسون يا رب رحمن.
Let us be counted as yours, O you good one. We, the unworthy servants, make of us united people for you, a holy kingdom, priesthood, and nation. Purify us also, our Master, as you have sanctified these offered oblations and made them invisible to those who are visible. Additional mysteries for you, O our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
أنت من أجل تحننك الجزيل جعلتنا كلنا لن للبنوة بالمعمودية المقدسة وعلمتنا الصلاة السرية لندعو أباك بها أنت أيضا الآن يا سيدنا اجعلنا مستحقين بنية طاهرة وفكر صالح يليق بالبنين واشتياق ودالة أن نجرؤ ونصرخ نحو الله أبيك القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول Our Father,
our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
نجينا من الأعمال غير النفع وأسرع حركاتهم ونظرهم إلى مصر مجرد ابتدوا وابتدوا عنا ترى أيضا حركات النور السفين اقطع عنا الأسباب التي تسوق من الخطية نجينا بقوتك المقدسة المسيح يا ربنا
In Christus Jesus be in choice in opion so ki erie
Rus homete metavovo amie
Pansi يا رب السلام كنستك الواحد الوحيد المقدس السلام على سليم يا رب رئيس كنفان أريف ما بيم شوين سنن جن ثوتي اسمه إيرو
صوتي سامين كتوم نفماتي سو متابو ثيو بروس كومن
أمين كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا
Agiatis, agis, logitos, kyrios, os Christos, iotheus, aiasmos, en epneumagion, ami.
Iso panagios, patir, iso panagios, eos, en to panagion,
Anti mi uniti non in sole sotto io tutti un monami. Amen. Anti mi un soma che maliti non in so Cristo tu io tutti o monami. انت امانويل بنوتي فاي بنخن ومثني امين
امين تينا
امين 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 قدام من سيداتنا ومنكتنا كلنا والدة للقديس الطاهر مريم قال واحدا ما لا اوتبا اختلاط ولم تزاقن ولا تغيير. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holyhood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment on a twinkling of an eye. يَعْتَعَنَّا خَلَاصًا وَفْرَانًا لِلْخَطَايَا وَحَيَاةً أَبَدِيَّ لِكُلِّ مَنْ يَتَنَاوَلَ مِنْهُ. أؤمن 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 نادى وبالحقيقة أمين.
آمين آمين آمين. أؤمن 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 أن هذا هو بالحقيقة أمين. اطلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا أن من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب. سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح معكم. رتلوا بنشيد الليلويا. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية. يا رب ارحم.
Please let the kids and children, boys and girls, proceed first to receive the Holy Communion and then leave right away to have their meal downstairs while we are finishing the liturgy. Father.
Ti sagis flogitos kriosus Christos iothios aiasmos en emneumagion amin. Togeti sagis flogitos kriosus Christos iothios aiasmos en emneumagion amin.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Jesus took bread and broke and said, eat my body, and said, eat my body. Our Master, our Savior, gave us the wine of love. He is the bread of life coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above, coming from heaven above. Night when my Lord suffered, night when my Lord suffered, he took wine and gave thanks and said, this is يا ملائكة هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة هذه تسبح اليوم إلى العلو، اذكرنا أمام الله الحي ليغفر لنا خطايانا. المجد لله في الأعالي وعلى الأرض السلام والناس المسرور. أمين الليل. Thank you. mo pe Hristos pe noti. يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا لك القوة والمجد لك البركة والعز إلى الأبد أمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات
فضل يبونا
نحن
التنبيهات
ولا تدخلنا في تجربة فإنك إنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.